Simple.
Let's play ball. Good morning to the first day of Major League Baseball. I know they played a couple of games last night, but today is really it.
Today is nap time, huh?
Let's get ready to go to sleep.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What time?
You disappoint me. You really disappoint me.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on? Houston, Texas, Cafe 4212 this weekend, baby. Sunday.
Are you going to Houston?
H-Town. Here they come.
That's my... If you... Go by Lila James' house and
Lila James lives in Houston.
See the baby.
Go by and see the baby. Lila James.
Take the baby some hot sauce.
Yeah.
Take the baby by the restaurant. What's the restaurant we always talk about in H-Town?
The Breakfast Club.
Take the baby to the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Bring the baby some waffles and fish.
Lila James would love the Breakfast Club right now, I'm sure. Go by, pick her up, and take her to the Breakfast Club with you. Please. While you're in Houston. Yeah.
That'd be good. She'd love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, she would. She got my baby shower gift.
Nice.
Gifts.
Nice.
Yeah. Lila James. This is her second child.
Good for her.
All right. Monday.
You just left here.
Less than 20.
Less than 20?
Less than 20 minutes ago. We were just sitting here.
Less.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
All right. My picks are looking good for the NCAA Final Four. North Carolina plays in the finals tonight.
Against Villanova.
Villanova, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I picked North Carolina because I owe them a win. Because of the Super Bowl mishap.
Is that a good pick, Sam? I know nothing.
Well, North Carolina is fair by 2 points.
Oh, they're favored by two.
Just two?
Yeah.
And the UConn ladies,
and
they play tomorrow night. And
I'm going with Syracuse.
You're going with Syracuse?
I'm going with Syracuse and Villanova.
And UConn is favored by how many?
Probably 1,000, just based on.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But I really.
I understand.
Going with the ladies of Syracuse.
Here's a couple in Connecticut got into an argument, and yes, they are over crab legs at the buffet.
Hey.
That makes sense to me.
That's nothing to play with.
They don't put them out. There's not a lot of them that go out.
One suspect landed a brutal punch on the victim's face. Mm. Dislodging the man's front tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's serious.
The victim's mother whipped out a canister of pepper spray and hosed her son's assailant with the irritant in self-defense over crab legs.
Yeah, man.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Very serious.
At the Royal Buffet.
You do not Royal play.
Crab Leg Sunday and nothing to play with. I'm telling you,
crab legs are very, very difficult to come by, even at a buffet.
What's his name? He went to jail for stealing them, man. That's the crab leg.
Clifford Knight, age 46, and his wife, Latoya Knight, age 38, assaulted a 21-year-old man over these crab legs.
See? And that's how generations are split right there.
Man, there's some food fights in that buffet. It's a lot of food fights.
After church?
The chocolate stuff with the, what do you put the marshmallow?
Some may have even skipped church if they knew that it was Crab Lake Sunday.
Yeah,
they knew it was Crab Lake Sunday. Just to get there in line early and stack their plates so that nobody else would have any later on after church.
I'm going to tell you about the buffet. If they ever said overweight people can't come in, they'll be out of business, man. They have some big eaters up in there, man. I've seen people get put out.
Yeah.
Because they're staying there too long.
When you said all you can eat, what exactly?
Can't stay all day. You cannot stay in here all day.
Can't stay all day.
Been here since 2 this morning. Can't go. You had crab leg. You had marshmallows. You had gum bears. You eat gum bears all day. You've been here all day. Get out. Get your ass out.
And that's the way it goes.
Get your ass out now.
Well, why do you call it all you can eat?
And take crab leg in the bag. You got crab leg in the bag right now.
No take. No take with. No take.
It's
with.
Not take it out. Man, I'm telling you, man. I'm gonna tell you, that's all you can eat. It's you have 14 iced tea. Got a whole handful of sweet low in the pockets? A handful sweet low in the pockets.
So you know those aren't the real sweet lows.
So what happens when Lavelle Crawford walks into the buffet?
They shut
he
down.
He can't come in. He can't come in here.
Awful. Awful.
Lavelle.
Order from menu. bring a food outside. Wow. It's serious, man. You want to see some eating. Some serious, where you go, man, I need to go check my sugar. It's like, it is ridiculous the stuff people eat, man.
I saw Lavelle Crawford this weekend.
Yeah.
In the movie Meet the Blacks.
Oh, is that good? Is that funny?
Did he die? He died again, didn't he?
This movie died. It really should have died before it got to the
It was
screen.
That bad?
Oh, that bad?
It
was with Mike Epps and Gary Owen.
Oh, my God. Gary's part was...
Lavelle. All our favorites are in it.
They all are.
Blackstone's in it.
Michael Blackstone.
And Michael... And you would
meet
think
the Blacks.
With all this talent.
All the people that we like.
That are friends of the show and that are wonderful comedians. And yet...
This one.
It was not good.
Whose movie is it?
It's Mike's movie.
It's Mike's movie? He produced it?
And I'm not sure of the person. I think his name is Dean Taylor. Wrote and directed it. Wow. And you know what? It was really interesting because I went with in a black audience. And there was laughter, but not a lot. And it was just... And it's based upon The Purge, as they were telling when they were explaining the movie, and that is the 12-hour period.
That's right. On Friday, we had, who did we have on talking about? Oh, it was Gary on Thursday.
Gary.
D. Ray Davis was also a member
yeah.
of the following
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so talking about what it's based on, and The Purge, and you can go out, and there's just mayhem taking place, and everybody's getting revenge during a 12-hour period. And it was a 12-hour period where this family is moving into a gated community in Beverly Hills. And, my God.
Your review? My God?
My God. And I'm so glad I went to see God Isn't Dead 2 afterwards because I needed some laughter after seeing Meet the Blacks.
It was that bad?
It was really bad.
She gave it a my God.
People left.
Left?
Black folks walked out of this movie.
And they were in the movie.
The movie was named after them.